How did this golf course mess up this fragile ecosystem? Guanaque Island in the Bahamas used to look like this.
It had some of the best remaining coral reefs in the Bahamas, supporting a healthy ecosystem, until it became a luxury golf course and a mega-yacht marina. This meant the bulldozing of vegetation and the dredging out of mangroves and shallow seagrass beds. But the problems for this fragile ecosystem got much worse once the golf course was up and running. Nutrient-rich runoff from golf courses containing fertilizers and sewage is known to lead to harmful algae blooms and coral diseases. And there's plenty of evidence of this happening in Baker's Bay. Divers immediately began to notice that corals were dying from diseases. And they also noticed that algae blooms were appearing on the reef itself, which is deadly for coral. And there were also specific types of algae that indicate high nutrient pollution. And these were found in high abundance where the golf course greens were closest to the shore. Very few of the environmental planning mitigations were ever carried out, and a long-term water quality monitoring program promised by the developer was never implemented. These days, locals can't access Baker's Bay, which is actually a selling point on the golf resort's website. Barring locals from accessing their own beaches isn't just a problem in the Bahamas. Watch the video we made about how less than 1% of Jamaica's beaches are actually accessible to the public.